This check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's forecast into the weekend and beyond. Sun and some clouds today. Lower 50s. Clear and cold tonight. Mid-20s. Saturday, 50 to 55. On Sunday, sunny mid-50s. And Monday, sunny. Temperatures getting to the mid-60s. We'll check the details on that tri-state forecast in just a few minutes. As we first reported yesterday on Robinhood Radio and on our Daily Bugle, the Board of Directors has tried to reassure the public of changes within Sharon Hospital. Nuvance Health recently unveiled transformation plan for the hospital, which calls for, among other things, the closure of the hospital's labor and delivery department has raised concerns throughout the coverage area. Yesterday, the Sharon Hospital Board of Directors, which is made up of residents from the town served by the hospital, released a letter to the community explaining its reasoning for endorsing the plan, acknowledging that no part of the process is easy. They also understand the concerns expressed by some of them and that any decision will have lasting effects. Now, Sharon Hospital is hosting two in-person roundtable discussions to provide open forums for community members to ask questions and provide feedback. The sessions will be held at the following locations that are limited to no more than 15 people in compliance with COVID-19 safety protocol. Advanced registration is required on a first-come, first-served basis. Masks are required and social distancing will be enforced. Because of limited capacity available, community members are requested to register for only one session. Tuesday, November 9th from 6 to 7:30 at the Sharon Town Hall. Thursday, November 18th from 4 to 5:30 at the Interlaken Inn. By the way, those events will be videotaped and shown online. State Police Sergeant has resigned amid a DUI investigation. Embattled State Police Sergeant John McDonald facing a second State Police internal investigation and administrative suspension based on alleged untruthfulness resigned on Thursday. He walked away without arrest from a Southbury crash that caused lasting injuries to Lisa and Madison Conroy of Middlebury in September of 2019. It was learned that a drunken McDonald was speeding when he ran a stop sign and he would later be arrested on drunken driving and other charges. Some good news out of Dutchess County. An audit expected to complete the jail will be millions of dollars under budget, more than 5 years after the project was approved, more than 2 years after the opening of its law enforcement center, and with roughly 2.5 years before the planned completion of the jail. Dutchess County's Broad Justice and Transition Center capital project is on schedule and expected to come in millions of dollars under budget. Some very sad news out of Massachusetts. Berkshire troubadour David Grover passed away. He was remembered as a musician's musician. The news shocked family, friends, and fans, including those who knew Grover, the rock musician, Grover, the performer for children, and Grover, the local man with a laid-back spirit geared towards kindness. Quote, he was a beautiful man, end quote, said Kathy Jo Grover, David's wife of 17 years. Quoting here, I just want to make sure that people who read this know that I know how much they loved him, and he knew how much they loved him as well, end quote. The summer marked Grover's 40th year of performing children's concerts at 10 a.m. on Saturday during July and August at the Gazebo in Great Barrington. His last performance at the Gazebo in August marked his last public performance, according to his wife. The family has started a fundraising page, GoFundMe, and you can find that at gofund.me/666-44790 to help with finances. In addition to his wife, Grover leaves behind a stepson, three grandchildren, three sisters, and two brothers. And once again, a reminder, on the green in Sharon, there'll be politicians, there'll be petitions for you to sign, there'll be people, and there'll be speeches, all concerning the Sharon Hospital and the transformational plan. That's on the Sharon Green on Saturday. The Knit Club Craft Fair fundraiser will be held Saturday, November 6th from 10 till 3 at the Copaic Community Building on Mountain View Road. Knitted, crocheted, and quilted items for family and home. There'll be raffles, no lunch or baked goods. Proceeds benefit the local food pantry, community Christmas baskets, and Taconic Hills Backpack Program. Art show and sale at the Tabor Wing, the Town of Dover Historical Society on Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m., the Tabor Wing House, Route 22 in Dover Plains. Wine and cheese will be served. Admission for that event is free. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken Interlaken Inn. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. Remember, they've got a new tapas menu, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off at 36,124.23, the NASDAQ at 15,940.31, and the S&P 500 at 4680.06. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.